any discussion about the future of Ukraine must include the legitimate government of Ukraine. In 2014, we are well beyond the days when borders can be redrawn over the heads of democratic leaders. We took these steps in close coordination with our European allies. I've spoken to several of our closest friends around the world, and I'm pleased that our international unity is on display at this important moment.
That's the voice of President Obama, of course, and it's a face-off big time, almost like the Travolta face-off with Nick Cage. Heavy drama. Which way does the Ukraine go? Both speaking by phone together through a translator from the White House after the president leveled sanctions in an executive order. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we are steamrolling toward that long weekend. I guess it's not a long weekend. It feels like a long week, doesn't it? With some of these crazy temperatures and the last bits of snow coming down, we hope, fingers crossed. There aren't any fingers crossed in this situation. It's not about luck. It's about governing and leadership. It really is. So now, if you were to look at this, and as I said, it is a face-off, because, yes, Europe is heavily dependent on that natural gas that comes through the pipelines through the Ukraine. But people are talking about Merkel in Germany, who's very concerned about what's going on here. No, the focus is on Obama. And why? Because we still, the United States, is the superpower. We're the one that everybody looks to, and we hope it continues to be that way. Because trust me, in the world, we can fake it and sing kumbaya and say that we're all going to get along. But you and I know, in the world of elusive terrorists, that's not how it works. You still have to have a strong defense. You still have to stand tall. You still have to make decisions without wavering. And you have to be that strong, tall oak. Is Obama the strong, tall oak? Or is it Putin? The House okay, the $1 billion Ukraine loan package. The Ukrainian government is working to block what's happening with the referendum, the Crimea referendum that now has been put out there thanks to Russia. And they're trying to block it. Here's what the deal is. The referendum was approved. It would ask the voters whether they want to leave the Ukraine for Russia. So this is it. And guess when it's going to be held? March 16th. So by my calendar, we're looking at 10 days. The referendum, according to the Ukraine's interim president and some of the Ukrainians, is a ploy by Russia's military. It's a farce. It's a crime. That's the kind of words that are being used. The European Union has suspended talks with Russia. They were supposed to talk about some far-ranging exchanges that would affect the economy on both sides and on a visa deal, but still laying in the weeds a little bit. The Crimean vice president has labeled the Ukrainian forces as occupiers who have to leave the area or surrender. The White House imposed those visa restrictions on Russians and those on the peninsula who say they're threatening the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Ukraine. Now, here's the interesting part. You might not know this. Crimea's parliament has autonomy, which is crazy, under Ukrainian law. They voted 78-0 in favor of holding a referendum and joining Russia. Local voters have the chance, the choice of deciding to remain part of the Ukraine or not. Gee, which way do you think they're going to go? There's two questions on the referendum. The first asks whether voters wish to join Russia, become a subject of the Russian Federation. The second question asks whether voters wanted to remain a part of the Ukraine, but as autonomous a republic. This was laid out post-Soviet 92. That was the constitution then. Obama says that the referendum violates the constitution and international law. And this is the line that has been used for the last couple of days. But holding this referendum, voting on this, is it illegitimate, like they're saying? Or is this a way for the Russians to enforce the foothold there? It's a way for them to enforce the foothold. Right now in Moscow, somebody from the Russian parliament is introducing a bill to simplify the procedure for Crimea to join, Russia. And it could be passed, they say, as soon as next week. Wow. Remember, there had been something scheduled for the end of March. I mean, so ultimately, forget all the gobbledygook, I'm telling you, some of the ins and outs. This is the bottom line. They're voting whether to become part of Russia or not. So we can say, and the president can say, well, that's illegal, it's against the constitution of the Ukraine, this is does not hold up the integrity, the territorial integrity. But once they vote, and if Russia says yes, rubber stamp, boom, you're in, then what? We wrestle him for it? Best two out of three, arm wrestling, Putin and Obama. Right now, Ukraine's interim prime minister is in Brussels and says, look, Russia's continuing to stir up trouble. And every time they're asked, are you there to preserve peace and stability in Europe? Or you're instigating and provoking and poking and causing tensions? And the answer is it depends on who's walking down the street you talk to. So you have people that are rallying, waving Russian and Crimean flags. And one giant poster I saw today said, Russia, defend us from genocide. Wow. What do you think? Talk about ripping the lid off of things. Coming up, a conversation with Dan McGrath. Closer to home, we see what's happening with Obamacare and health care. That is going to be your number one concern when you retire. Trust me, McGrath is going to tell you why on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Do you have saved up for retirement? You know, we see those commercials where what's your number? And really, if you check among probably some of your own crowd, and maybe I'm wrong about this, they probably have no idea. Why is it when it comes to finances, especially something as important as retirement, with people living longer, are we like ostriches? I don't get it. I'm so excited to have this next guy on the show. He's in our virtual green room. Dan McGrath has written a book. This title alone is killer. What you don't know about retirement will hurt you. What you don't know about retirement, is it going to hurt you? Yeah, it's going to hurt you, I have a feeling, just based on my own sampling and polling of this audience. So, Dan, thanks for coming on the show. As somebody who is an investment guru, and you've helped, I'm sure, tons of people and seen all kinds of situations, you know, are you still getting the questions of, geez, I haven't saved very much up, and I'm 60 years old, what do I have to do? Do you get people that just have no idea what they're in for when they come and see you?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much, yes. Not just people that are 60. What they find out when you do read that particular book and the research I've done and all the time I put into this subject, you'll find real quick it's not only did they not save correctly or save as much, they didn't save correctly. And because of not saving correctly, it's going to lead to higher costs, actually, believe it or not, lower income and even higher taxes.
Yeah, so saving correctly, and if people get your book, they'll be able to, because you really go deep in this book. But what do, and you can go to Amazon.com, by the way, to pick that up. Give us a couple of sneak little nuggets. What are some things that you can do to save correctly?
The key is, unfortunately, we're taught to save now and pay the tax later. It's called tax deferral. So taking money out of your paycheck, placing it into your 401k, and you're going to have less that's going to be taxed today from your income. And you're going to save that money later and take it out later, and then you'll pay a tax on it later. Well, the problem is, believe it or not, that same income that you're going to be, or that same investment that you'll be taking out later that's taxed also applies to your healthcare costs. So they're going to use that amount of income to determine what you're going to be paying for healthcare in retirement, and the more income you have, the more you're going to pay for your healthcare. And your healthcare costs are going to skyrocket.
So do we hide our money in the mattress? What do we do?
Well, Well, there's a lot of things you can do, and believe it or not, it's extremely simple solutions. I'm just hoping the financial industry will wake up to what is happening, because some of the things that we're told not to do are actually fantastic options. And I tell everyone, always take your employer match into your 401k. It's free money. But another easy, real easy way to save money is throw money into that Roth 401k if your employer has it. If they don't have a Roth 401k, well, see if they can put one on. It's not that complicated. Other solutions are, look at buying permanent life insurance. I know people don't like it, but it does grow a cash value inside of it. You can pull money out. And when you take that money out, it's tax-free. And the other greatest asset that nobody wants to mention, and hopefully everyone will take this correctly, is a reverse mortgage. Taking money out of, or the equity out of your home, is another way of actually making sure you control your health costs and save your Social Security.
So yeah, you're right.
There.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about the, especially the reverse mortgage for sure. And with the life insurance, people are hesitant on that too, aren't they?
Well, yes, because unfortunately what happens is with life insurance, everyone believes it's to protect for death or for loss of life, and they're correct. And what they try to do is try to get as much as they can afford, and what they can usually afford is not necessarily what is needed. What I just try to tell people is there is no silver bullet. So what you want to do is you want to place some money into a Roth IRA, some money into a traditional IRA, which you know is going to be used against you, and then some money in the life insurance. It's not all in one. It's actual true financial planning. And the hard part is finding the financial advisor that understands how healthcare is going to impact your retirement.
Yeah, so I imagine this is one of the reasons your book is very different from Investing for Retirement, because you are rubbing people in the opposite direction. And because the rules of retirement have changed, haven't they?
They've changed in a big way, and I try to tell people for the last 10 years, the government, as much as people may or may not like them, or either side of the spectrum they may be, the one thing I have to give them credit for is they've told people, they're screaming from the rafters, this is what's going to happen. It's just unfortunate that people are not seeing it, and I didn't see it until my mother turned 65 and retired. And I only found out because, she ended up being hurt. That's the only reason I figured it out.
Yeah, because she was one of those people, right, that put money away and did all the things that followed the rules. I'm going to call them the rules, the principles that everybody was telling us to do. And then that hurt her when it came to health care. And health care is one of our biggest costs when we retire, isn't it?
It's actually, I tell people not only is it your biggest cost, but it's your greatest asset. Without your health, all the other plans that you're going to have in retirement are shot. Just think about if you've ever broken a finger or sprained an ankle. Are you traveling? Are you getting on the plane when you have the flu? Without your health, retirement really isn't that fun. It's your greatest asset.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So when it comes to thinking about stuff like that, you have to just kind of rework what you're thinking, especially like with reverse mortgage and whatnot. When you first tried to tell people, because you learned from your mom's situation and went against the grain, when you first tried to tell people that, do they look at you kind of cross-eyed?
They still are. I've been doing this for about 5 years now. One of the things in trying to give away as much as we possibly can, we created some software. It's at yourretirementcost.org. More than welcome, anyone. It's a free report. Go and see what your cost of health care will be. And now what we're just trying to do is educate. Instead of trying to change the financial industry, we're trying to go to the public. And thanks, to people like you that allow us a forum, we're going to be able to, hopefully reach more people and say, here, this is what's really happening. And maybe they'll be the ones that will change what's happening and change the stagnation in the financial industry.
Yeah, and it's the key, like I said, a lot of people are like ostriches until all of a sudden, boom, now I have to retire. I mean, is the key to just be open to what your finances are, listing things out and realizing, okay, here's my assets, here's where we're at, and really having a roadmap. A lot of people don't even have anything that looks like a map. It looks like a cocktail napkin that someone stepped on.
That's true, and you're 100% correct, and now what's starting to happen with the people that are heading towards retirement, the baby boomers, they're actually, and I apologize for not knowing exactly who dubbed them the sandwich generation, to quote them correctly, but they're the sandwich generation. Not only do they have to take care of their children that are in an economy where they may not be finding a job, but now they're seeing how healthcare impacts their parents, and they're getting caught taking care of them for long-term care, taking care of their medications, taking care of their illnesses. So they're actually now starting to finally see what those costs are, and they're starting to now figure out, uh-oh, I can't leave my head in the sand. So they are waking up to this. So that's one of the exciting parts of being in this topic and this subject right now.
Yeah. The when you look at people on both ends of this, you know, if somebody's, would you also tell them one of the things they should do is try to pay themselves first? You know, that old rule about pay yourself 10% first before you pay all your bills. Because if you listen to Susie Orman, she freaks you out and says you have to pay all those credit cards off this second, today, tomorrow, even if you have to take 5 jobs. So when you listen to that, you think, oh my gosh, I mean, I am just drowning in this. What do you advise in that situation? I guarantee that people in nooks and crannies out there are hearing that.
As I explained to my 80-year-old clients, are you planning on getting a new mortgage?
No.
And they'll say no. Do you plan on racking up your credit card bill because you want to go buy a new stereo or you want to get the latest iPod or whatever it may be? And the answer is usually no. Why do you care if you have debt? It's about funding your lifestyle, and it's about funding your health. If you can't fund for your health, nothing else matters. If you have debt, I'm not encouraging people to rack up debt, but if you have debt, you have to manage it just like anything else, and I'm not going to tell people to take away from their health and their lifestyle to pay down the debt. Because what are they going to do with an 80-year-old person?
Right, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Pushing in the different direction. So what you don't know about retirement will hurt you, Dan McGrath. You get that. You can pick that up on Amazon, right?
Pick that up on Amazon and also at yourretirementcost.org as well. If you want to run the report, we're going to give a couple chapters for free. And we also have the opportunity to buy the book as well there.
Excellent. Dan, thanks so much. Great information. Appreciate it. You have a great one.
You too. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Tonight. By the way, somebody asked me, hey, did that come from Sesame Street? I'll let you be the judge. If it sounds familiar from your childhood, ding, 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 you could be correct. Let's put it that way. Is that enough of a hint? I've gotten like 4 or 5 emails probably over the past year and a half, going back to last year, people asking about that. I love it. So you're remembering that. And I was thinking, what's the one I remember besides that one? You know, the song, The Electric Company. I'm a terrible singer. But that stuck in my head forever and a day. All right, this is a big number. The big number is the modern-day father of sports medicine, which now has become a big, bad, booming career. Frank Jobe, truly a pioneer in that kind of medicine. He was the first to perform elbow surgery that held together, resurrected in some cases, the careers of a ton of major league pitchers. He's died. He was 88 years old. He died Thursday in Santa Monica. He was hospitalized for some undisclosed illness. He's the guy who performed Tommy John surgery, became Tommy John surgery, because he performed that elbow surgery in 1974 on Tommy John. He had a ruptured MCL in his left elbow, and with that injury, they had no solution until he removed a tendon from his forearm and repaired his elbow, and then he went on to pitch 14 years after that operation. That is what's so amazing. And did never miss a start because of any kind of elbow problem. Isn't that wild? I mean, revolutionary. Changed the game. Changed the game of baseball with that surgery. So Frank Jobe, 88 years old, dead at the age of 88. Rutgers and controversy seem to go hand in hand. This is tough for me because my father was a Scarlet Knight. My mother went to Rutgers. My brother went to Rutgers. My cousin is at Rutgers now. And I have other family members that went there, too. So the Rutgers faculty is protesting Condi Rice as the commencement speaker. What's up with that? The professors and the students say that this isn't right. They don't want her to speak at the ceremony, right? She gets $35,000 and an honorary doctorate for the speech. The New Brunswick Faculty Council passed this resolution last week calling on the Board of Governors to rescind its invitation to Rice. The resolution said Rutgers shouldn't honor Rice because of her role in the war in Iraq and the Bush administration's policy of enhanced interrogation techniques. Wow. Condi Rice getting shunned. Because Condi Rice, of course, played a big role in the administration. And so they're saying, you know, she was part of this whole thing. It's misleading the American people about the presence of weapons of mass destruction. It's very rare that you hear that happening of wanting to rescind it, especially at this late date. Rice served as provost at her alma mater, which is Stanford University, before she jumped into the Bush administration and served as national security advisor and secretary of state. So what ends up happening here will be interesting. I mean, it's kind of appalling, I think. It's not kind of. It's appalling and it's embarrassing because you already extended the invitation. You already did it, so now you're kicking up this political firestorm. It's a little too late for that. It's a little too late, I think, once you do it. You know, oh, never mind. Yeah, some people wanted you, and then some people didn't want you, so this is kind of how it all falls out. We'll be following this one closely, trust me. Rutgers, they can ill afford any more controversy, and yet they bring it on themselves. Now, you might disagree, and you might say, hey, bravo to them if that's how they feel. If they feel like she shouldn't be on the campus, she doesn't represent what they want in a commencement speaker, then you might disagree with me, as I said, but I don't think so. So the number there is the $35,000 she's getting, and the number of people protesting it on the faculty, well over 20. So there's another number for you, too, as well. How about these fans that were injured at an NHL game? I can remember as a kid going to see the Philadelphia Flyers. I mean, a really little kid. And I was worried about pucks flying out because they made announcements constantly that they weren't responsible and to keep your eyes in the game because pucks are known to come out. I think they scared me. I figured one was going to come careening in my direction. But there have been some incredibly serious injuries. So here's the number. Two women were injured when netting actually fell on them inside Boston's TD Garden during the Bruins game against the Caps. And I guess they had non-threatening injuries, but injuries that were serious enough, because what happened was a pole that holds the place, the protecting netting above the glass, hit them. They were like women in their 20s, so they're minor injuries, but painful injuries for that to come down on them. Wow. The falling net, a damaged camera. Camera's cracked wide open in that one, too. Of course, you care more about the people than the camera. But clearly, it was definitely an incident. It wasn't a non-incident because you could see it. You could see the damage that it caused. So much for the flying pucks. Look out for the flying net. Look out for that. Wow. Let's zoom over to another one. You know, I am the poll princess, and I haven't done very many polls lately, if you notice. So the Rasmussen poll, the latest one, shows that, there's all this speculation as who's running in 2016, and they put it to the test that if in 2016 it were Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton would get 47% of the vote compared to Jeb Bush, who would get 33%. if the election were held today, likely U.S. voters would choose Clinton easily over Jeb Bush. 14% would say they prefer another candidate. 6% are undecided. Surprising to anybody? So I'm kind of surprised it's not a little bit closer than that. And then Chris Christie still has all that political fallout. Some people believe that he really is the one to challenge Hillary Clinton. But that might not happen. And you know what's interesting about Clinton? And in this poll, they showed it. Her age is not a factor because she would be 69 years old before the election in 2016. So some people are saying, well, that's, she's too old, would be too old for presidency. But just 16% think Clinton would be too old to be president. 72% disagree. And let me say another thing. A lot of times I'll hear people mention the Rasmussen poll and they'll say, oh, that's slanted to the right. Well, obviously not if you look at those numbers. They weren't trying to disguise those numbers that clearly have Hillary Clinton way, way, way out in front. There's nothing to gain by that. The numbers are the numbers. So I always thought that was ridiculous when people would claim that. I don't think so. You compare it even with other polls, if you wanted to call them left polls, like CNN or MSNBC, and you get almost the same numbers. Imagine that. Singapore, have you ever been there? If you go, make sure you pack your wallet and then some. It has been labeled as the most expensive city in the world. One of them, anyway, to live in. The island city of Singapore, which is pretty cool looking. I have never been there, but to go and visit and to go and live there. In doing their survey, Singapore was ahead of 130 other cities based on 400 different price indicators, from groceries to the cost of heating. And I would imagine that's the thing. The electricity, those costs have to be incredibly high. You know, you start to realize that. You heard me say island city. When we took the show to Grenada and we were at St. George's University, beautiful Grenada on an island of 100,000 people, I could never have imagined when somebody told me, ooh, our electricity bills here are crazy. And I said, well, what are your crazy electricity bills? Try $34,000 a day. That is pretty crazy, $34,000. And you just don't think of it. It's an island. Same thing with Singapore. The other top cities, I'll just give you a few. You had London on the list. London was way up there, too. And different cities in London. I mean, in England. So London was high. And some other suburban areas high, too. Caracas, Venezuela was also, because of the high exchange rate, was also labeled as an expensive city. And then the least expensive cities included places like Mumbai, Karachi, New Delhi, get it? Damascus, Kathmandu, Algiers, Panama City. Yeah. Places that I don't know what it would be like to live in Karachi, I'm thinking. That's it for We Can Count.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America, fair or foul on Rutgers' part? I say it's poor on their part, because no matter what you think of Condoleezza Rice, and I happen to think she's a pretty respected diplomat in many circles, she is no dummy. She's a scholar. She's addressed many graduates at commencement speeches, and I'm talking about people from all ideologies who really enjoyed her presentation. But it's not about enjoying the presentation as much. When for a commencement speaker, you have to think about, a university has to think about, what is their criteria. As we know with Rutgers, they don't think about much when they're hiring people or firing people. And I hate to throw mud at Rutgers because of my family connections to Rutgers, but I think it's embarrassing and ridiculous. How do you invite someone like Condi Rice and then have huge turmoil over it? Why wasn't this, who made the decision? Why wasn't this discussed or thought out or whatever? And universities, it should be free thought and people should be able to voice their opinion. But I think it would be really humiliating for a university that's already dancing on a thin line to poke Condi Rice in the eye. I'm surprised, although, because there's so much controversy flying around him, that we haven't heard what Chris Christie had to say yet at this point. And the paper of record there is the Star Ledger, and they blew this thing up. And it's pretty good paper, actually, and reaches a lot of people. But, I mean, having this protest, it is absolutely appalling. You can disagree on politics, of course, but passing a resolution that they shouldn't honor Rice because of what her roles were, what they say her roles were in the wars and adopting waterboarding and other controversial parts of the Bush administration, someone should have thought of that before they decided that they were going to select Rice. I mean, that's just brutal that they would do that. The Rutgers Board of Governors unanimously approved Rice's nomination for the honorary degree last month. Wow. I mean, that's all I can say. I don't think it floats. But then the other part of this could be, if she does do the commencement, what if, you know, if there's catcalls and problems and heckling, that would just be, you know, there's like no decorum anymore. And in this case, she's scheduled to speak May 18th at the giant football field in Piscataway. So this would be another black eye, I think, for Rutgers for the way they handled this. If they thought there were going to be major objections, they should have thought about that when they voted her in. And think of the people who do commencement speeches. You know, Google any celebrity. Go into whatever your search engine of choice is and throw in any celebrity name, and you'd be surprised at the names that come up. I mean, she might be controversial from the Bush days, but there was no reason to go in this direction then. And if they were thinking it was controversial, then they should have gone about the vote in a different way. But I think that is classless to come back on Rice and do that. I mean, the people in New Jersey deserve something better. Wasn't I already sticking up for New Jersey once this week because of the Armpit of America dove signs, the billboards that they don't want up? So now I have to be the great defender again. I mean, I have to say, I think that's the blunder of the week. You know, all the stuff with the Ukraine and how we're handling the serious things, what's now happened, another delay in Obamacare, all the big things that happened in the week. There certainly were bigger, far-reaching things that rippled out of Washington that affect you and me. But I think this Rutgers thing is the biggest blunder, because it's unnecessary. No reason to draw attention, have ugly headlines, and be in this situation and embarrass her and have that conversation going on. I mean, it certainly doesn't make her feel welcome. What is she going to want to go and do the commencement address after that? I mean, give me a break. All right, you got to love this one. How often do we talk about guns and the dangers of guns and gun control versus gun rights? And let me be clear where I stand on the whole gun thing. If you haven't listened to the show before, I think we never want to take rights away. Because I hate the word slippery slope, I do. But I cannot at this moment come up with something to replace it. But you don't want to take rights away, whether you have a gun or not. I'm for responsible gun ownership, but I'm definitely for the Second Amendment. And I grew up in New Jersey, not a pro-Second Amendment place. So as often as we hear of these terrible stories and who's got guns and how they're getting guns and all that kind of stuff, I like the story about this off-duty police officer in Houston who had three, not one, but three robbers inside his house. And guess what? He knows his way around a weapon, and he did what you're supposed to do in those situations. He fired on the robbers and killed one of them. He woke up, and this is the dreaded, I think this is the nightmare of so many people, the dread that we may all feel in the pit of our stomach. You wake up, you're whipped, exhausted, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's 9:30 in the morning and you hear the sound of like breaking glass. So there you are, and he was in his underwear, armed with a gun. And one guy left, one turned and pointed a gun at him. And he hit him with a bullet in the hip. And that was the suspect that died later. So he was going to shoot him. So he had his gun. He was ready. Of course, he's an officer, off-duty officer, comfortable around the weapon, could use it. This is the thing with homeowners who want to be able to protect themselves. The key is knowing how to correctly use it, taking care of it, and all of that. But I've known of cases where, thank goodness, somebody had a weapon. Somebody I know had a jewelry store. It's where my mother used to take her jewelry in Philadelphia. Nice couple, knew the neighborhood, gave people breaks all over the place. This was a really tight community. And it's the middle of the day, three people come in. It was another three deal. And the wife is upstairs. They're pointing a gun in her face. The husband's downstairs. He has access to a gun downstairs. He comes up and they shoot and kill him. But he shot one of them and killed one. One got away and they caught him and they were able to prosecute him. And then the other one they never have caught him yet at this point. But just completely wrecked their lives. The store is closed. It's heartache and an awful situation. But he at least died knowing he saved his wife because she was being threatened with her life. And anyway, I'm digressing off into something else. But that's the kind of thing that's significant as to why in certain situations, why does it matter? What can possibly happen on the other side of it instead of the nothing but negative, negative, negative headlines? Once again, if you have any thoughts on the show, you know what to do. Send them to me, for goodness sake. All roads, like Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff, go to americatonight.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's